And friends, this is Andrew Phipps. I appreciate once again your being with us for the Faith Family Freedom broadcast. We hope that you find us not only on the podcast, but on YouTube and maybe on a television station close to you. We have a book. It's called It's Always a Struggle, But... And you can order that by going through PayPal, the website, Phipps Faith Family Freedom, or you can call us at the number directly, 765-744-4239. And we hear from many of you from around the nation. If you would be so kind as to tell others that you see their program or where you see it, this will be this will help us immensely. And I would thank you in advance for doing so. Again, our broadcast is featured. We're not trying to be experts, but we're trying to bring some hope. Hopefully, we're trying to advocate for faith, for family, for freedom. We feel like those are three of the most important words that you can find in any dictionary. And, so again, thank you. And whenever you have an opportunity to maybe think one of our sponsors or whatever, I'm sure that would be very meaningful and they would appreciate it. You know, we have to all work together. Those of us that want to have decency, that want to have laws that give and preserve our individual freedoms. And I know we've seen less and less of that in the last few years. We're seeing more rule by bureaucracy. We're seeing more rule by people who are not elected officials, but have been appointed by to a position that many times has a lot of authority, has a lot of power. And so we are, as citizens, we have to live under these laws, and some of them are tyrannical. For example, the courts have been weaponized. The judicial system seemingly is against you, and lies and fabrication are no deterrence to these people. They will do whatever they have to do or want to do to be in power. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's been said, Judge Learned Hand said it, when liberty lies in the hearts of men and women, it needs no law, no constitution to keep it. When it dies there, no law, no constitution can save it. Liberty is in the hearts of men and women. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The gospel liberates people. The death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on him, that is how you obtain salvation. The Bible said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:13, I believe it is. And so our goal is to try to shed some light, to maybe help each one of us. You know, somebody said, no one is as blind as he who will not see. And we have to face the facts. The only thing that will help us is the truth. The truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. And our court systems have become despotic to some degree. For example, the trials of President Donald Trump would have never taken place had somebody else been in office at the time. The liberals, you know, they've tried to bypass Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and their socialistic, communistic leanings. Tim Walz, from what we can gather, has lied repeatedly about different things in his military service. I even saw where many members of his own family have come out against him in support of President Trump. And these fellows with whom he had military service, They say that he's an habitual liar, that he doesn't need anything to lie about. He just lies. And so we have got to do everything we can for this coming election. I truly believe that if it doesn't go right, we're seeing ruin. And I believe it's going to be revival or ruin. Revival or ruin. I think we're going to have to get back, and if not, we're going to face the consequences. And many people today, I've heard people say, do you suppose this might be our last election? I hope not. But if the powers that be that want to suppress people's voting, or they want to only have the votes counted where they want them counted, then we are facing a great peril. For example, we have to have driver's license. I fly quite a little bit. I have to have a driver's license. I have a driver's license many times when I go to the bank, or if I get a prescription, they'll say, Mr. Phipps, may I see your driver's license? But yet the liberals think that it's okay to get a license to do these other things. But no, don't make people have a license to vote. Voting is one of our great privileges as citizens. And to deny people or to take their votes and put them in the file 13 or do away with them, that's what many of us fear. And I think if we could have a fair election, then I think Donald Trump, again, will be our president. I'm hoping and praying that that happens. And I hope that you, as good citizens, will do your part. Be vigilant. Be sober. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Let's not let the deceptions, let's not let polls that, and especially the media that try to hide Kamala Harris's up and down on any positions, whether it's fracking or whether it's the border, trying to make it appear like that she and Joe Biden are not in power, saying, well, when we come to power, why not do something about it now? Why have we waited 3.5 years and saying, well, we'll do something about it after November the 5th? Well, obviously, you and I know that cannot be trusted. We cannot give one semblance of trust to those kind of statements. And not having any interviews, obviously, she's trying to hide the record. And you and I know, or should know, we should strive to know what the facts are. And I hope I can do some of that here on our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcast.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Embark on a life-changing journey through the ancient lands of Greece, where history and faith collide. Walk in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul as you explore the rich heritage and breathtaking beauty of this remarkable country. Over 11 unforgettable days, experience the vibrant culture and deep spiritual significance of cities like Athens, Corinth, and Thessaloniki. Discover the places where Paul preached, prayed, and penned letters that have inspired millions. From bustling markets to serene temples, this journey offers a unique blend of adventure, reflection, and fellowship. This incredible tour is brought to you by Signature Tours, a company with a family tradition of four generations. With meticulous attention to detail and the best private guides in the industry, Signature Tours ensures an amazing trip. Join Andrew Phipps and his wife, Shirley, from June 18th through the 28th, 2025, for an experience that will deepen your faith and leave you with memories to last a lifetime. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with history and make new friends on this incredible spiritual journey. Scan the QR code or head over to phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org to learn more and secure your spot today.
Really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Yeah, first of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams and ambitions for your family and working hard and finding that the American dream is, for this generation and so many recently, far more elusive than it's been.
Wow. Let's just give me a second. Let me process that.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I've known. Now I'm nearing the home shore. The redeemed are rejoicing. Heaven's angels are singing. I've come too far to look back. I've come back again. There is nothing behind me. All the treasures I used to know have all faded from view.
Faded from view.
There's a new day ahead for me. Yes, my old mountain.
I've known. Angels are singing. I've come too far to look back. Look around, there's no happiness. You see no reason for living. Life will give you a broken dream, full of heartache and tears.
Heartache and tears.
Turn around, don't look back again. Face the new day before you. Place your heartache in Jesus' hand. He can mend broken dreams.
I've known.
Now I'm nearing the
home shore. The redeemed are rejoicing. Heaven's angels are singing. I've come too far to look back.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now, and as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell, from early survival and great loss to eventual success and many aspects of his life. Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, it's always a struggle, but, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Thompson, Dr. James Thompson. I am the executive director of BZPAC, better known as Baptist Zionist Public Affairs Committee. And so I want to show you our magazine, a lot of beautiful work here that is a quarterly magazine. that we send out to our members, which to become a member is like $12 a month. And there's a lot of historical events, a lot of things that we have taken place and done that God has done for us. There is a QR code for you. If you want to take a picture of that or snapshot that, you can go to our website and you too could become a member of Baptist Zionist Public Affairs Committee. Now, with that being said, this is very exciting times for me as the executive director. And so we need your help in multiple ways. You can become a friend by donating. Go to our webpage. You can donate to the cause in which we, as a BZPAC, go throughout our Baptist churches across the nation, trying to encourage people to get involved politically, locally, step up and run for office, be that school board member, be that mayor, be that just any office that comes available, county court clerk, there in your respective place you live. Then we try to get people to move up and go and run for state legislature. Then from that, we want people from our Baptist churches to step up and run for office in a national sense. And doing that, ladies and gentlemen, God's opened doors for me, multiple great doors God has opened for me. I just came from a venue, was over by the UN up in New York City. Then we had some time together as we met there, pray for the Peace of Jerusalem event. And as we was doing that, I got to meet Michelle Bachmann, who is a tremendous supporter of Israel. And I got to meet with David Friedman, who is the ambassador, former ambassador, that helped Donald Trump get the embassy moved to Jerusalem. And then a good friend of mine, M.K. Ohad-Tale, I met him back in February when me and my wife was in Jerusalem back in those days. But here's the exciting thing. I got to meet and talk with Prime Minister Netanyahu's son, Yair Netanyahu. Tremendous young man, very polite young man. And there's a lot of things going on behind the scene that this fake news media does not want you to see. Rising up all across the country, grassroots, state after state, country after country. I met folks from Belgium, Switzerland, and all around the world that was there at that event, as we was trying to encourage one another and the leadership of the Knesset to continue to stand strong and not give up one grain of the sand that we biblically believe that the only solution there in the Middle East, the only solution is the biblical mandate that the land belongs to the people of Israel, to the Jewish nation. Now, here's something very exciting that just happened for me. Ambassador David Freeman, along with M.K. Ohad-Tale and the Israeli 360, have now put together a Middle East summit, which is going to launch a new vision for the Middle East. I have been personally invited to attend this event next month. I can't tell you today or the location because of security reasons. I hope you understand that. So here's my need, Dr. Thompson. If you love Israel and you want to have a Baptist witness or a witness for the people of God in this venue, there the summit for the Middle East next month. Could you consider helping me in any increment of financial help that you could. If you are interested in finding out, it's a flight over there, the hotels and all that. We have expended ourselves quite much lately in travel, and you know how expensive that is. And you could be a help to us and a help to BZ Pack if you would like to do so. So if you consider that, you can reach out to Brother Phebs, and he can give you my information, and we can get together, and hopefully you could help us. And the sooner I get together, the sooner I could book the flights and hotels and have it all in line so there be no glitches in it this time next month sometime, okay? So again, Dr. Doug Thompson, and we are Baptist Zionist Public Affairs Committee, and we go about even in legislature, in states, to impress upon them the stand up for the nation of Israel, all the way from my home state in Kentucky, all the way up to D.C. and across America. I am right now sitting in New Mexico. So would you do that? Great, great things are happening, and you can be a part of that. God bless you. Thank you, Doc, for allowing me to have this opportunity to be on your podcast. Thank all y'all for being supportive of Brother Phebs and all the work he's doing. And we need each other to get more done in this critical election cycle for the honor and glory of God. Thank you again, and may God bless you. May God bless America, and may God bless Israel.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phebs with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, Kinsman, and company.shop. And you can shop there, and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
And friends, I know that you, as a patriot, as a person that believes in the exceptionalism of America, that believes that America has been a strong nation. It's been the envy of the world. That's why folks have come here. Many came the right way by going through naturalization and passing tests and literacy tests and so on. But in the Biden-Harris administration, we have seen all legitimacy thrown to the winds. When you have people that can cross and get into this country, that can assault our border patrols and tear down the fences that have been there to keep them out, when people can come through by whatever means, people that represent the gangs in Mexico, the people that have jeopardized our cities and gone into places like Aurora, Colorado, where the citizens there don't even feel secure with locked doors. And then we have those Democrats that want to somehow placate the people and say, oh, we've got all the bases covered. No, you haven't. When people fear, when cartels can send people from Mexico, that felons, people that were arrested repeatedly, people from mental institutions, send them to this nation, and we reward them with various kinds of amenities, whether it's a cell phone or whether we give them so much to have to spend money and all kinds of things, rather than deport these people and get them out and close the border, build the wall. We're an open sieve. We're like a water pot that has no bottom to it. People come in here as they want. They basically do as they please. The Border Patrol have been up in arms. They are at wits' ends. They don't know how to deal with this, nor should they, because when they look at the situation, all of the policies violate common sense. common sense, the idea that a nation of sovereignty ought to be able to defend its borders, ought to be able to keep its citizenry free and safe. When you violate those common sense principles, then what you end up, you have problematic chaos. And that's what we're dealing with. I talk with people all the time, especially as I travel the nation, and everybody is basically on the same page. The what they refer to Kamala Harris as the middle class. Well, let me tell you something. The middle class people out here today, the people that are barely getting by, they don't like it. They are highly incensed and upset with this administration that has no cogent explanations. They just use a bunch of superfluous words. We call them wordsmiths. Talk all day and not say anything. Just repeat or reiterate different clauses and phrases that have no meaning. You know, when you start saying, well, we want America where everybody is wonderful and everybody is happy and everybody can do this and so on. What they are doing in their campaign techniques, they're trying to appeal to the emotions. They have divided us on racial lines, on gender lines. The Harris-Walz team, for example, on abortion, I think the governor there of Minnesota, who is now the vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, I think he, like the former governor in Virginia, basically is ready to and willing to take the life of the baby even after the child is born. For example, the governor of Virginia was so radical that he said that the mothers ought to be able to kind of make a decision after the baby is born as to whether or not it would be a viable alternative to take the child's life. God help us. This is so barbaric. It's so gruesome that you cannot really explain it in detail without it bringing a tear to your eye. Tearing a baby apart, its limbs, and with suction and saline solutions and all like that. Barbarism personified. People doing the most cruel things. And yet, in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah, God said, I saw you in the womb when you were not yet formed. I saw your parts then. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that that it talks about a pregnancy. It says the mother was with child. That's why when Mary went to visit her cousin there, John the Baptist, and Elizabeth, Zacharias the priest, John the Baptist as a baby, not yet born, leaped in Elizabeth's womb. That tells me that God is the giver of life, that he knows life, that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so we have these insane proposals. And what they're doing, they're trying to appeal to women, and they call it reproductive rights. How could it be reproductive when you kill a baby? That's not reproduction. It's using terminology, euphemisms, we call them. Something that has a good sound, that has a salutary sound to it, but in actuality, it's barbarism at its most basic form. It would be like calling the ovens, the gas ovens that Hitler used there to annihilate and destroy the Jewish people. It would be like calling them nice warm places where you can go for warmth and comfort. Oh, God, help us today. We are a nation that has forgotten God. We've not turned from our wicked ways. When a nation embraces this, and I think that President Trump did a good job in articulating the positions on life the other night in the debate, and I know this, that I cannot, and I don't believe that you will, vote for a candidate that does not value life If life is not sacred in the womb, where would it be? If no wonder we have school shootings and we have people doing all kinds of crazy things, is that we have demeaned, we've taken away the value of life. We've said it's not a high priority. So as a result, people believe it. These young kids are impressionable. When they see all this violence on television and all the video games and so on, it's sometimes easy for them to emulate it. And so I'm hoping today that common sense, decency, integrity, the idea of protecting our most young at all costs, I hope those will be the values that you and I will embrace, and that we will pray that God gives us the victory on November the 5th.
In 100 years, in 2124, we will all be buried with our relatives and friends. Strangers will live in our homes which we fought so hard to build, and they will own everything we have today, including that car you spent a fortune on. Our descendants will hardly know who we were. How many of us know our grandfather's father? After our death, we will be remembered for a few years. And a few years later, our history, our photos, our deeds go into the dustbin of oblivion. We won't even be memories. Maybe if one day we stopped to analyze these questions, we would understand how ignorant and weak the dream of obtaining everything was, always having more and more without having time for the things that are really worthwhile in this life. I'd change all that to live and enjoy.
Old phrases we still use today and where they originated from. In World War I, soldiers had to climb out over the top of the trenches to charge at the enemy, which was an extremely dangerous move known as going over the top. That's why now doing something excessive is considered over the top. In the 19th century, young boys in America who wanted to start a fight would place a small wooden chip on their shoulder, daring others to knock it off. If someone went ahead and knocked it off, it was considered an invite to fight. This is why we say someone who is looking for confrontation has a chip on their shoulder. In medieval England, Scot was a slang word for tax, and if you avoided paying tax, you got away scot-free. That's why escaping without punishment is now called getting off scot-free. Also in medieval England, bakers were required by law to sell a full dozen loaves of bread to avoid punishment for short-changing customers. They would add an extra loaf. This is why today a baker's dozen means 13. In the 18th century, a famous playwright invented a thunder sound effect for his plays. This sound was copied by another production team, and this later led to the phrase, steal someone's thunder.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
This is your friend Jack, and just a couple of thoughts on this year's election coming up in about 50 days. Some people are obviously voting before that. And, you know, it has occurred to me over, I guess, the last couple of years that what's at stake in this particular election is probably more about ideals than it is about actual things. In time past, we voted in terms of taxes. We voted in terms of abortion. And those ideas are certainly important. But one of the things that strikes me is that right now we are dealing with the party of the left that has decided that what they want to do is control thought. And when we try to control thought, what's happening is we are shutting down the necessary ingredient for spreading the gospel, number one, and then two, on a lesser or to a lesser degree or on a lesser note, the ability to speak truth, whether that is what we typically say truth to power or even truth in the classroom or truth to our children. We have watched over the last couple of years as the left has decided that they want to take over the raising of our children, even to the point of helping them to choose what sex they want to be without letting the parents know. We noticed this incursion back whenever we started dealing with things like parental notification of birth control and things like that, where the state stepped in and said, no, the school nurse or Planned Parenthood does not have to let the parents know when a student is either on birth control or sexually active, anything like that. We have to report on things which are much simpler, like, oh, where was your child in the last 10 minutes? Those things are important, but it seems like the things that are extremely important that we care most about are things that have to do with our own personal mental property and our families. So when we see people like candidate Harris talking about shutting down certain thought because it's dangerous, well, dangerous according to whom? Is it dangerous according to her? Is it dangerous according to the majority? Is it dangerous according to a group of people that like her? Who decides what's dangerous? And when we get into a situation like this, what we're looking at is somebody who would willingly shut down a church, an organization that is Christian, or Christian parents from doing the things that are necessary to advance not only the gospel in their own lives, the lives of their church, but the lives of their children as well. And so this is more about economics, although economics are important. This is more about, more than about abortion, although that's a huge issue. I'm against it. I don't want the government in any of my business. But right now, what we are looking at is a group of people from the left, and it's the Democrat Party. It's not the Republican Party. It's not the Independents. It's not any other party. It's the Democrats who have decided that they want to tell us what we can and can't think and what we can and can't say. Our freedom to think scares them to death because it hits at their power. It hits at their celebrity. It hits at everything. And speaking truth does indeed set people free, and that's the last thing they want. So for any of your viewers, anyone who is paying attention, they need to get out and vote. Vote early so your vote can't be stolen. Get your friends to the polls and vote against Kamala Harris and for Donald Trump, because if everything else is equal, that issue is not. We have to maintain control of speech. We have to maintain our own personal control of what we think and what we allow into our homes and what we don't allow into our homes.
Right now, I'm on my way to vote to bring contempt of Congress charges against Attorney General Merrick Garland. Why are we doing that? Because Congress has entered into a formal impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, and yet Attorney General Merrick Garland is protecting him. He is denying access to Congress to the information, the data, the documents, the recordings that we need to thoroughly investigate Joe Biden and get to the bottom of what happened. This is unprecedented in the history of the United States. Listen, when Richard Nixon was being investigated, he gave up the tapes. Joe Biden is worse than Richard Nixon. He's not giving up the tapes. He's not giving up the recordings. We are compelled, if we have any respect for the Constitution, any respect for Congress, we are compelled to bring contempt of Congress charges against Merrick Garland. It's that simple.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, Kinsman, and company.shop. And you can shop there and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
I am with you. I will fight for you. And I will win for you. To all Americans tonight, in all of our cities, and in all of our towns, I make this promise. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night.